You used to hear this guy on WTAW. He'd be a fill-in in our news department whenever the news director went on vacation or just needed a break. His name is Brandon Webb, and we've known Brandon for a long time, and now he is the director of communications for the Bryan ISD, a very important job, keeping parents, keeping students, keeping the entire community informed about regular, everyday things, and of course, putting fires out and things that are unexpected. Talked to Brandon Webb recently about his career and how it led to his job now.
Sure. About 15 years total in communications. I started at Texas A&M Transportation Institute. Had a fantastic opportunity there to write about transportation, something I'd never in a million years thought I'd be interested in, and ended up being fascinated with everything that goes into making our highway system work, and the fact that everything you and I are wearing to everything that's in this room today was brought here by transportation. So it was a really interesting way to get started in the business, and I have been in higher ed at University of Texas at Dallas, Blinn College, and then I had the opportunity here when Sandy Ferris, the great Sandy Ferris, retired to step into public school communication and be in the district where my children attend. So that for me was a huge opportunity to learn more about their schools that they go to, and also to be involved and to pop in and see them during the day. And it's work related. So it's a really great two for one for me as a dad.
So what does Brandon do in this current job? Well, a whole lot of it has to do with technology. The technology boom, it's changed his job just like it's changed everybody's job.
Working on our communications plans, figuring out what new pieces we're going to produce next year. This summer, for example, what we did when the students were gone, we spent the entire summer working on our website redesign. So there is a massive undertaking when you have 23 campus websites and a district site. So that's 24 websites to completely overhaul. And so the public will see a fresh, modern, contemporary, beautiful look that they can be proud of coming out soon on the website. Within just a few weeks, we anticipate that launching. And we're also planning some of the new platforms. For example, this year we're launching into Instagram. We're launching into LinkedIn. A lot of the channels, now that I have another employee in the department, a marketing communications specialist, we're able to touch a lot of different channels. And those were mouths, frankly, that, you know, when you create a social media channel, you've got to feed it. Otherwise, it's not interactive experience for the user. So now that we have some help going out there, really boots on the ground, getting those stories from the campuses, we've opened some more channels to share those great stories.
Yeah, every day they do work that's expected, but just about every day something comes up that's unexpected.
Every day you may be standing there involved in the decision-making process, or at least communicating to the community what's happened when something really tough goes down. Occasionally you get kind of a little wake-up call, like the tornado that went through our community this past spring. That was a very tense time. Fortunately, all of the kids got home safe, and we really performed, I think, really very, very well as a district. But it's a reminder of the kind of, again, I hate to use the term burden, but sort of the responsibilities you accept in trying to keep parents informed, because they are sending us their most precious asset in their life, and that is their children. Parents send us their money and they send us their children, and both things we take very, very seriously. And so that's something that is very different from my time in public education at the higher education level, because they're adults. Here these are all children that we deal with, and two of them happen to be my own, so it is a particularly personal journey for me to do that work for them.
Brandon Webb, good friend. And he does a great job as the director of communications for the Bryan ISD. And he's a Bravo Brazos Valley, which is brought to you by Coldwell Banker. Agtown Realtors, voted the best in the Brazos Valley. I'm Tom Turbeville.